Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in, iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates, podcasting, maybe your video streaming on Twitch or YouTube, however you're joining me today, just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. For about 45% of you, I know it's not exactly sunny if you happen to be an American who voted, but you know what? I'm here to try to make you forget about that for a little bit. It's wrestling talk, because there's never any controversies there, right? Never any bad banter online about that. I know what you're asking. Where's Boss Man? I don't know. But I believe that he will be back tonight for subscribers of the website alongside Dave Meltzer for Wrestling Observer Radio. Filthy Tom Lawler also not here. He is on the road heading back to his New England roots as he gets ready for this Friday's New Japan show in Massachusetts. I'll run down that card a little bit later on. I'll run down everything that's going on in the world of professional wrestling, which, as of this moment, really isn't that much. You got AEW Dynamite and NXT tonight. And for like the third straight day, I guess I'll run down the lineup on that. I think I'll open up the phone lines too. It'll be fun Friday phone lines a few days early. I think I'll do that a little bit later on as well. Can't wait for Brian with an I from Tacoma to call in and complain about the fact that Kenny Omega and Javon Evans now need a retirement home and they're completely worthless. I'm not saying that he would do that, but he might do that. I don't know, because I don't know where he is right now. I'm sure he's happy, though. Collision ratings on Saturday held steady. We got a wrestler on the ballot for this year's Observer Hall of Fame that has announced the date of their final match. We got WWE's European vacation continuing. And QT Marshall apparently needs Johnny Gill in his life. We'll talk about all that when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Can't wait for Black Friday? Same. Luckily, Kohl's savings start early. Shop Friday through Sunday and score so many deals. At the top of my list, Amazon Kids tablets for $49.99, 40% off Cozy Fleece, a Shark vacuum for $149.99, and with an extra 15% off, men's flannels are under $17. Plus, you'll earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 8th through 10th. Coupons do not apply to Amazon and Shark. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, Don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. We know we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day, but if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. The website is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is back with you on Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and Andrew Zarian joins you on Sundays beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd also love it if you made the wrestling news part of your day. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook. Every single day of the year, everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review show, like Wrestling Observer Radio, which I assume Brian Alvarez will be back on tonight alongside Dave Meltzer, talking about NXT, AEW, and everything else that happens around the world of wrestling today. I'll let you know how you can become a member of the site a little bit later on in the show. One thing I'm sure that will come up will be TKO Group's third quarter earnings, which we are waiting on them to announce. They have not done it as of a couple minutes before the show. I checked the website, checked over on Russellnomics, nothing yet. One guarantee is they're probably going to announce they made a lot of money. Guaranteed, they made a lot of money. Not a probably there, they made a lot of money. Is that good for the stockholders? Probably. I would assume it is at least. Second quarter, $851.2 million, a quarterly record. Net income of $150.7 million. Adjusted EBITDA of $420.9 million. Also a record for the quarter for them. In that time, they raised up their estimates for this year's earning and this year's revenues, which they believe will be, as of last quarter, $2.745 billion this year. So we'll see if there's any changes to that. As I mentioned, it's hard to believe that they won't be showing another record profit for this quarter and then raising up those estimates. Who knows how much? They went up about, about $700,000, I believe it was, last time around. Maybe it was a little bit less than that. $700 million last time around. So we'll see if they get close to estimating a $3 billion a year for TKO Group, which, of course, not only encompasses WWE, but also the UFC as well. And at some point, bull riding. Sure, because why not? Mako Satomura's career is officially going to come to an end after 30 years. Almost 30 years to the day from when it started. On Tuesday, Satomura's Sendai Girls promotion announced the news. Satomura, the final, will take place on April 29th and will happen nearly 30 years from the day of her debut on April 15th, 1995. Her opponent for the show has yet to be revealed. Satomura had announced in June that she would be retiring at some point in 2025. In July, she participated in three WWE house shows in Japan, one which culminated in her challenging Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship on the final night of that tour. And if I'm not mistaken, that was one of the matches that was uploaded to WWE Vault. If not, it's on WWE proper. They did make sure to actually get that match out there for everybody to watch. Satomura had started her career in 1995 with the Gaia promotion. After that promotion had closed, she helped found Sendai Girls in 2005, signed with WWE in 2021 as a wrestler and coach in NXT, and was the final NXT UK Women's Champion before the title was unified with the NXT Women's Championship at Worlds Collide in 2022. There's a really good shot that she actually can make it into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame this year in the Japanese category. For those who vote in that category, you have up to four selections in the Japanese category. And when you look at it, at least when I look at it, there's a really good shot she makes it in if somebody's going to use all four of their votes, because Shima is there, and if you're a longtime Dragon Gate fan, or if you're a current Glate fan, you would know a lot about him. He was very important in the training of a lot of the wrestlers that you see, Shingo Takagi, and a lot of the guys that came out of the Dragon Gate system. He was a very, very important cog in that machine. Goes all the way back to the Toriumon promotion with Ultimo Dragon. I remember the first time I think I had seen Shima anywhere happened to be on WCW Monday Nitro when Chris Jericho came out and introduced him as Shima Ramalama Ding Dong. Shima Nobunaga was his name. So when I look at it, Zack Sabre Jr. is on the ballot. He's got a really good chance considering how many times he has been voted the best technical wrestler of the year. Tiger Jeet Singh is back on the ballot, and I think a lot of historians will probably throw their votes in that direction as well, too. Kind of a surprise that he's not actually in already, but when you look at some of the other names on that ballot, Yoshihiro Takayama, Hayabusa, Yoshiaki Fujiwara, not sure if they're kind of up to that level, and you could really argue that Mako Satomura, really, Shingo Takagi, you could argue, belongs in as well, too. We'll have to see what happens. Tomohiro Ishii got in last year. How you could vote for Ishii over Shingo when you follow the entirety of their careers, I don't know, especially because of how big of a star Shingo was for the Dragon Gate promotion. So we'll have to see what happens. All the votes on the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Fame have to be in by this coming Friday at about midnight Pacific time. So you know what Dave Meltzer is going to be doing over the weekend, going to be doing a whole lot of ballot counting coming up, and then everybody can debate over, oh God, who am I going to pick? And well, why is that person there? Why is that person not in? I have a feeling that's all going to go to another level this year, because I think the Young Bucks will probably get in. Just a guess by me when they kind of look at the entire lineup of people who are there. Going to be very interesting when it comes to names like Roman Reigns, Randy Orton once again, Edge, always are guys who get very close, have a lot of people in the wrestling business that vote for them, a lot of older wrestlers that support them, but they obviously don't get as many votes to go in. Jon Moxley is on this, CM Punk is on this, Cody Rhodes being on this as well too. Going to be interesting to see where some of these current wrestlers still involved in things actually end up in the balloting. Samoa Joe also on this ballot as well, too, who I know a lot of people will probably, you know, use one of their seven votes that you can use in this particular category when it comes to the U.S. and Canadian candidates, the modern performers. Going to be interesting to see where that all happens there, but we'll have plenty of time to talk about that down the line once everything comes out. Ratings, because I know all you guys love that. Only one to report to you right now, and that is last Saturday's AEW Collision drew 349,000 viewers to TNT, according to WrestleNomics. That was up from the previous week's audience of 321,000. The rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demographic was a 0.09, which held steady from the demo rating for the week before. So, obviously, Crown Jewel did not affect them really more than anything else has, especially college football and really good college football games. Just collisions, always going to take a backseat unless they, again, it's going to take time to build that show back up. You could argue that they're trying now. I think they probably could argue they should have done this a lot more, you know, throughout the entire summer leading into fall, but that's where they're at. Good news for them. They have been able to trademark another name for an event AEW has, at least. The United States Patent and Trademark Office has said the company has trademarked Parade of Champions and AEW Parade of Champions. So another old school name being brought back for a new show at some point. Parade of Champions, it was a popular show name throughout the history of professional wrestling, but especially for world-class championship wrestling, the Von Erichs promotion, that became the name for their shows. Unfortunately, the annual X person died Von Erich Parade of Champions show that would take place famously in 1984. That's where Kerry Von Erich defeated Ric Flair to win the NWA World Heavyweight Championship in honor of David Von Erich, who had passed away earlier on that year. Got a lot more to get into, including it tonight's NXT and AEW Dynamite when we get back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Wrestling Observer Live. Big Boss Man Brian Alvarez will be back on Thursday. It's true. He'll be back on this show Thursday. That's what he says, at least. He's done this one other time and then just decided not to show up then either. And it'll be fun Friday, too. And if you can't wait that long, you need to become a member to WrestlingObserver.com. And that way you can check out him and Dave Meltzer tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio, which will be live at about, 2 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, something like that. Whenever Dave wraps up watching both shows, $14.99 gets you everything the site has to offer, including all of the incredible archives of audio and back issues of both newsletters, not only the Wrestling Observer newsletter, but of course, F4W Weekly. That was a thing. It really was. Get to read all the old Frank A. Gotch columns that are in there with the old school typeset and everything. But yeah, you can do that. Ton of site exclusive content as well, too. A bunch of stuff from everyone's favorite Carl Stern right now, that omnibus book out, The Pioneers of Wrestling. He should be doing some shows here coming up pretty soon, hopefully with Dave and Garrett on Friday. I think that would be a great conversation if Carl was on that show. I think it would be fantastic. Hopefully we can get him on this show as well, too, in addition to the shows that he does for the site. If you don't want the newsletters, don't want any of that stuff, you only want video live and on demand, you can get it through YouTube, $9.99, and select podcasts are also available through both Spotify and iTunes for $9.99 as well. You can find out all the information you need to know on how to become a member of the site at WrestlingObserver.com. And tonight, AEW Dynamite live on TBS from the SNHU Arena in Manchester, New Hampshire. I'm not even sure if that's a real school or not. I thought it was just an online school, but I could be wrong. Southern New Hampshire University in Manchester. The Don Callis family, Konosuke Takeshita and Kyle Fletcher, will be taking on Ricochet and a mystery opponent. It's got to be Mark Davis, right? It would just only make sense that it's Mark Davis. God forbid that it would be Kenny Omega. I don't think that would be a very good idea if that was the case. Why would you do that, not announce him? And that would be annoying. What would be even more annoying will be Brian talking about that fact. So that's why I believe it's going to be Mark Davis. Seems to make the most sense. And for all we know, Mark Davis could join Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita in stomping out Ricochet. Because, to be honest with you, unless you give Mark Davis a tag team partner, I don't know what you got. I don't know what you got there at all. So him joining the Callis family and being alongside Lance Archer and Brian Cage might be the best thing for him. Just make a group of monsters there that can back up all the trash that Fletcher and Callis want to talk. Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy against Claudio Castagnoli and Pac. Just years of Tupac. That's what it did to me. Malachi Black against Adam Cole. Penelope Ford against Jamie Hayter in a fight without honor. Six-man tag team match. Big Bill, Brian Keith, and Chris Jericho against Kyle O'Reilly, Mark Briscoe, and Tomohiro Ishii. Hook will also be there, having a face-to-face with Christian and the rest of the patriarchy. And the Hurt Syndicate will also be appearing as well. Get choked up thinking about the Hurt Syndicate being there and thinking about when the Blackpool Combat Club is going to meet the Hurt Syndicate and how badly the Blackpool Combat Club would get beaten up in real life. I know. He does jiu-jitsu. Yeah, I got all that. I know. I got it. Claudio's really strong. I think Shelton Benjamin could take them both, let alone what Bobby Lashley could do, let alone MVP getting involved there. It's not like MVP doesn't have skills here. He is a jiu-jitsu practitioner, if I'm not mistaken, a black belt at that. Boy, I'd love to see MVP and Brian Alvarez mix it up. That would be fantastic. Either in wrestling, jiu-jitsu, fist fight, that would be just fine as well, too. So the Hurt Business will be there. This Friday's Rampage is also being taped tonight from inside the same building. No matches announced for that as of yet. On Thursday, AEW travels north about 100 miles to the Amica Mutual Pavilion, if I can talk today, in Providence, Rhode Island. So many words. That's Saturday for Collision's taping. That's where they'll be. AR Fox against Nick Wayne in a match that was set up last week on Collision. Plus, the Full Gear 4-Way Contender Series Tag Team Tournament kicks off, I guess. Top Flight against the Outrunners. Next Wednesday's Dynamite in Bridgeport, Connecticut will have FTR facing off against the House of Black in a match where, can't we just have FTR in the House of Black just in the tournament? Can we just put them there? I think most people of all the teams that are in AEW, it's probably those two that people want to see the most. And of course, you're going to donk one of them off. And then next Saturday's Collision in Albany, New York, will have Roosh and Dralistico, or Mortos, one of the two, against the Acclaimed. And then the winners of those three matches end up in a fatal four-way against Private Party for the World Tag Team title coming up at the next pay-per-view. QT Marshall, or QT Marshall, depending on how you want to say it, he met with WWE earlier this year. I don't know if you can remember that, but he said, quote, he felt rubbed the wrong way by the experience. During an interview with Sports Illustrated, Marshall spoke about his brief period of free agency from late November 2023 to early 2024, noting that he knew quickly into his WWE meeting it was not the place that he wanted to be. I had one conversation with somebody that doesn't even work there anymore, Marshall said of WWE. I just got rubbed the wrong way during the conversation. It was like, hey, yeah, oh yeah, that's great, all right. And I told him, like, yeah, all right, we'll stay in touch. I love it when these things are actually printed verbatim on the website. To me, it was like I'm not staying in touch. Marshall's return to AEW in an executive role was announced back in February. Along with Cody Rhodes, Marshall opened the Nightmare Factory in 2020. And I found this to be interesting because it does open up some of the issues that you have working for one company while your friend that you're in partnership with in a business is working for another. As you know, the Nightmare Factory is an official member of the WWE ID program. But Marshall says he doesn't know anything about WWE's deal with the school and decided months ago he would be taking a break from coaching regardless. Marshall said of the Nightmare Factory's involvement with WWE, Cody had spoken to me about potentially signing over the intellectual properties and stuff, and he says he was going to do something related to WWE, but kind of sworn to secrecy type of thing, and I don't want to know. When Cody explained it to me, he was very smart about not putting me in the press releases. He didn't want any kind of drama for me, and I told Tony Cody has his own camps. It's always been like that where I've been a coach, but these are his camps. These are all his kids. They're from scratch. I've always trained people for the most part in a night class with Billy Gunn, and before Billy, it was just myself. But I like more of the experienced guys and girls, whereas Cody likes to get them when they're still like brand new. All these likes are in there. So it was a little weird at first when he went to WWE. Now, I mean, of course that the WWE is involved. I don't understand what's going on. I didn't look into it as much. The reason I want to look into it is because I have every single student that we've ever had messaging me, but I don't know the answer, so I don't know what their whole deal is, what that involves. I read the press release as well. It's got to kind of suck if, you know, if he has like a, obviously there's the beginner's classes, and that's something that Cody likes, probably teaching, you know, basics, you know, right from step one, you know, and I can understand that. I can understand why QT likes to deal with people that may have gone through these camps before. They got a little bit more experience on them. That's where Lance Storm, Rip Rogers, a lot of people truly excel, is taking somebody that's already got a little bit of knowledge and helping to expand on that knowledge, you know, helping them build themselves up and do different things. So, you know, it's understandable that they had the two separate classes kind of going on. But what's now interesting is you got Cody's people and a lot of people that are probably going to want to go there, not only because it's Cody Rhodes, but because, hey, I may have a leg up to get into the WWE or get into the ID program. I don't know if that puts any pressure or not on a QT or a Billy Gunn or another trainer there that's now got to deal with people going, well, can you get me in AEW? Can you get me over to Cody's side? I know he's only doing a beginner's course, but can you get me over there? Because obviously they would probably want jobs in WWE. If you're a wrestler out there on the indie scene, you know, there's some people that will say, I don't want to work there or I don't want to work there. Most people just want to work. And so that's what they're looking for. And they're looking for any connection to get in there. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with QT and Cody in this whole deal and this whole experience. I still think that it is very beneficial for AEW. Hey, if it's, again, not buy Cody out, but like if you got QT and Billy Gunn already teaching there, maybe they can give their notice and you start up a school that some of these folks can work in down there. I mean, again, you got plenty of them. You got AR Fox has got a school that has been with, I'm trying to think of who actually runs that with him. It's somebody that was in WCW and there for a long time, but they've had that school in Georgia and cranked out people. There are plenty of other places all over the place that they could link in with. And I think they really should be doing that for all of the people that they have on their roster that just sit around for the most part. You know, the more you can get these people experience, the better. Look at Anna Jay. Anna Jay went over to Japan for a month, came back much better than she was when she started. For everybody out there that likes Mariah Mane right now, believe me, I saw her come into stardom. I'm not saying not have any skills whatsoever. She did have some, but she was able to take what she learned in stardom, come back and utilize that and be a hell of a lot better in the ring. So iron sharpens iron. The more you can get these kids out there, the more you can get any of these folks out there working on a regular basis, it can only benefit them, and that means it can only benefit you. We got commercials because that benefits Sports Byline. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Find what you love.
love what you find. A total wine and more. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly. B21.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. My voice is going to give out at some point, or I'm going to cough loudly into the microphone. I know that's going to happen here at some point. It's been like a week plus now, 2 weeks. Still got this thing trying to shake it off, but it's all right. Because you know why? Because you're going to join me and make this a little bit easier. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-7529. They always said do that three times. I don't know why. I don't know why I still say the play part of anything. Does anybody do that anymore? Dom, does anybody do that anymore? Does anybody actually have a phone number that spells something out? They used to be like a real unique thing way back in the 80s.
I can't say that people do, and there is an entire generation younger than I that have no idea. What do you mean play? They don't know anything about the multi-tap texting, Mike.
Have you ever used a rotary phone?
Yeah, so growing up, my grandparents' garage used to have a rotary phone. So yes, I'm in that part of millennialism where I was exposed to all the old things as well as grew up with the internet. So yes, well-rounded millennial.
You ever have to type copy on the typewriter?
I did it for fun, because at that point, we had the computers, and we didn't need typewriters. But the novelty of the click, 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 bing, it's fun.
Well, and one last one. Did you ever actually have to splice tape for anything, being in this business? Are you that old? Can you go back that far? Did anyone ever show you how to splice anything?
So that was one of the things they covered in the radio program when I was in college as more of like a history of editing, but we never had to do it.
A history. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm old. God, I'm old. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. WWBEV, whatever. European vacation. And not the Chevy Chase kind either. No. They have, ever since they left Saudi Arabia, they've been running some shows over in the UK. Yesterday, they were in Nottingham, England, at the Motor Point Arena. Universal Championship Street Fight. Cody Rhodes defeated Solo Sikoa, U.S. title. LA Knight defeated Carmelo Hayes after Carmelo Hayes had defeated Andrade. Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa defeated Pretty Deadly. Can someone explain to me why Pretty Deadly is still up on the main roster right now? And I like pointing to them as an example of why you just don't belt up somebody right away, like the Outrunners. Because do you remember when they first went up to SmackDown? There were folks, Brian being one of them, that, man, they're just so great. They're the best. They're fantastic. And they showed a lot of personality. They were very fun in NXT. Went up to the main roster. People would have put belts on them right away. Would have died right away. The same way the entire act has. Unless they're going to be, like, you know, people schlepping around for Candice LeRae now that Indy Hartwell has been released. You know, to me, send them back down to NXT. They would have much better use down there mixing it up with everybody else. WWE Women's Title Steel Cage Match. Nia Jax defeated Bayley. B-Fab and Meechan defeated Chelsea Green and Piper Niven. Tama Tonga and Tongaloa defeated the Street Profits. And Naomi defeated Tiffany Stratton. Today is going to be the last day for that tour, as the crew will be at Utilita Arena in Sheffield, South Yorkshire. Yorkshire is how they say it over there. Then they head back to the States for a Friday night SmackDown coming up at Key Bank Center in Buffalo, New York. But before we can get there, we got to get through NXT tonight. I don't know if you've heard this or not. It's at the 2300 Arena, the old ECW Arena in Philadelphia. 10-woman tag team gauntlet match, or not a gauntlet match, just a tag team match. Julia, Jordan Grace, Kalani Jordan, Stephanie Vaquer, and Zarya against NXT Women's Champion Roxanne Perez, Cora Jade, and the Fatal Influence team of Fallon Henley, JC Jane, and Jasmine Nix. Wes Lee against Javon Evans. Who cares? I don't care. Doesn't matter. Not my promotion. Just getting you ready for tomorrow. Hardcore match. Special referee Dawn Marie, Lola Vice against Jada Parker, and Bubba Ray Dudley and Trick Williams against Ethan Page and Ridge Holland. We will have appearances from Rob Van Dam, who very likely will be the special referee for that Wes Lee Javon Evans match. I guess there's a shot he could be wrestling. I'm cool with that. I'm fine with that. Him jumping in there with two other bouncy guys, the original bounciest of the bouncy with Rob Van Dam. No one has ever taken a DDT like Rob Van Dam. I don't know how many people have nearly killed themselves trying to take a DVD like or a DDT like Rob Van Dam, but absolutely amazing the way he would spring out of there. Francine will also be there, and General Manager Ava has an announcement to make as well for tonight. There has been a match announced for the multi-promotional AEW Wrestle Dynasty show. Zack Sabre Jr., it's official, will face off against Ricochet with what will be, I would assume, for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. It should be. Yes, I know that Zack Sabre Jr.'s got a title defense the night before against Shota Umino. We'll see what happens. It's a weird thing when it comes to Wrestle Kingdom 19 in that Zack Sabre Jr. against Shota Umino. If they're not doing Sabre and Naito again, and they're doing Shota Umino, which they are, I keep getting the feeling that even though people aren't ready for him to have that title yet, and people don't even want to see him in that match, fans at least, New Japan fans seemingly, with how they've reacted to Umino coming out there and laying out challenges to Zack Sabre Jr., I don't know if they're going to accept it or not, but at the end of that show, you could very well see Shota Umino standing there with the world title, Yoda Tsuji standing there with the global heavyweight title, and then Ryohei Oiwa standing there with the television title. Now, I don't know, but that makes sense to me in the fact that you have at least three of your so-called young lions that you want to build the company around, all standing there with gold at the end. We'll see how people react to that. We'll see how it goes. There's a possibility Zack Sabre Jr. gets the victory, goes on, faces Ricochet, and you do whatever you're going to do. But I don't understand the reason to basically shoehorn Shota Umino into this match with how the fans have responded if you're not going to go ahead and put the belt on him, because you could just go ahead and end up doing a lot more damage down the line. One more thing, and I know we ran down the entire show yesterday. I need somebody to point out and tell me why Filthy Tom Lawler's match alongside Fred Rosser against the West Coast Wrecking Crew is 2 out of 3 falls coming up on Friday night, the Lowell Auditorium in Lowell, Massachusetts. I don't get it, but it is, and we'll see what happens there. We'll go to the phone lines now, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I'm ready for the feedback. Let me hear it. John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. Just called in. Heard you were having a little bit of issues with your voice, so I was going to try to help give you a break because I'm a giving type person. And I was just going to say, you know, with WWE and NXT's little deal they're doing tonight at the ECW Arena, you know, we always talk about trying to do things to make shows special and create special moments in shows. I think this is one of those things that could be good for the NXT brand if they try to make this a regular thing at the 2300 arena. What do you think?
Thank you very much for the call, number one. I think that's a good idea. I think it is a very good idea to make it an annual event. Why not? As long as ECW still gets chanted by the fans and as long as people are still able to drag themselves into the ring and do some things as Bubba Ray Dudley, apparently, I don't know. I don't know if he can or not. I've seen Rob Van Dam out there do more things than Bubba. So we'll see what happens there. But there's always names that you can bring back that were associated with ECW, and they're going to get a pop. And 2300 Arena is the type of building that NXT should be running in. It's the type of building that AEW should be running in for a lot of their shows, and definitely the type of building that Ring of Honor should be running in. That's another one with me where I understand for cost reasons why you decide to go ahead and tape Ring of Honor when you tape Collision. It's usually how it works. It's usually Dynamite and Rampage together, and then Collision and Ring of Honor tapings that they will then take those matches and spread throughout the next following weeks. But those types of buildings, I think, one, it gives it its own identity, and two, you burn out the fans with these tapings, with these long shows, and you don't have a lot of them there to begin with anyway. So when they're tired and really not making noise, it really stands out when you watch some of these Ring of Honor matches and you see some of these Ring of Honor shows on Honor Club. If you only watch the pay-per-views, it's a completely different dynamic. But if you're watching the regular shows, it can make it a little bit tough. If you ran it at, Daly's Place, just because you own it, but if you decided to run it, there's plenty of clubs in Florida. There's plenty of VFWs that you can run and do some things with. There's plenty of places where you can go to give Ring of Honor its own identity and to make it a little bit of a more unique viewing experience. And NXT the same way. One, I think they need to have conflict with the fans in Florida. I don't want to take away, if you're a big fan of going to Full Sail every week, I'm not trying to take it away from you, but as a viewer at home that does not go to Full Sail every single week to see my favorite wrestling show, I'd like to see it mixed up a little bit. And I think if you ran 2 weeks there and 2 weeks in Vegas, as they have talked about building a performance center in Vegas, awesome, fantastic, do that. And then in times, mix in shows like the 2300 Arena, mix in, I don't know, the Electric Ballroom or some of the other places. I mean, just for, you know, wrestlers trying to dress sake, I don't know if the Ukrainian Cultural Club in Los Angeles would be a good place to go to, but they are obviously wrestling friendly. It is certainly a unique looking setup in that building. I would love to see what WWE could do with it when it comes to actually having some production money poured into it and doing some things there. I would love to see what they can make some of these places look like. And it would be better. And again, it just breaks up some of the monotony of always being multiple weeks at the Performance Center. It just gets it out. And that's why, again, this show, I'm looking forward to this show. And I still think it could beat AEW tonight when it comes to the ratings. Now that we know everything is over with, when it comes to the presidential election, maybe not. Maybe all, you know, the folks that may have been watching something else, you know, maybe they'll just be into AEW with both feet tonight. You know, whether they're happy or upset with what happened. Okay, cool. I need a break from this nonsense. I want to watch some wrestling and we'll see what happens. NXT's got one of the most rock solid bases going though. So, you know, 680,000 people was around about 650, let's say, for NXT. You know, 700,000 for AEW, whatever it's going to be. It hasn't been much more than that. I mean, that's pretty much a wash there. So we'll see what ends up happening. MLW has got a show coming up this weekend on Saturday night, live on YouTube, Cicero Stadium in Cicero, Illinois, a little bit outside of Chicago. MLW and CMLL are hosting Lucha Apocalypse. Apocalyptic. MLW World Middleweight Title. Now that he has thrown away the NWA World Historic Middleweight title belt, Místico only has one belt to carry around with him. He may not have that belt after this weekend. Triple threat match, Averno and Titan. We also have Hechicero and Ultimo Guerrero against Esfinge and Kevin Knight. Atlantis Jr. and Star Jr. against Barbaro Cavanario, Foligno, and Magnus. Women's World Featherweight title triple threat, Janai Kai, Juvia, and Paris Phone. And for the National Openweight title, Falls Count Anywhere, Bad Dude Tito Escondido, that is, against Matthew Justice in a match where people are going to get thrown around. We'll be back, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Time to put a bow on this thing as my voice really is about to crap out here. Speaking of crapping out, Alberto El Patron. You can do with that what you will, but his opponent for this Sunday's AAA Guerra de Titanes was El Hijo del Vikingo, who took a bad bump, blew up his knee. He's out for that show. So Vikingo gone in. Pagano will take Vikingo's place and challenge Patron for the AAA Mega Championship that he just won from Nick Nemeth not all that long ago. Patron will have Dorian Roldan in his corner, while Latin Lover will be in Pagano's. If I'm not mistaken, Dorian Roldan is one of three owners of AAA right now, heel owners in the company, one of which is JBL, and I'll assume John Bradshaw Layfield will be making an appearance on that show as well. Pagano had been originally scheduled to team with Mecha Wolf and Vampiro against Abismo Negro, Psychosis, and Taurus in a lights-out bout. His replacement in the match has yet to be named. That show is taking place on Sunday, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't believe you're going to be able to order it as a pay-per-view. I think it's just going to end up being broken up and end up on the AAA show that comes on Galavision or whatever it is. I don't watch it, sorry. But in addition to Patron and Pagano, Octagon Jr. against El Macias for the Latin American Championship, and Reina Dorada and El Fiscal against Havoc and Crazy Steve, along with Laredo Kid, Drago, and Dina Minico against Nobu-san, Kento, and Takuma. So there you go. A wide range of things taking place around the world of professional wrestling. And if you want more of those things, hopefully spoken by two gentlemen who have voices better than mine. Well, come on over to WrestlingObserver.com. Listen to Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez tonight on Wrestling Observer Radio as they get you caught up on everything that takes place in AEW and NXT tonight. I want to thank producer John. I want to thank producer Dom. And I want to thank all of you out there for watching and listening. We shall talk to you again after a while.